This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I've got a new term to introduce to you today. It's called geogenocide. And this is a brand new term. It's going to be a brand new website, geogenocide.com. And it comes from the realization that there is an effort underway, of course, planet-wide, to kill off most of humanity. And I did a story just recently about a CNBC video. Now, CNBC, you know them as a finance and, you know, money network. But they did a video, they put it out on YouTube. Basically, it's an advertisement or an infomercial for chemtrails. And in the video, they talk about why it's so important to spray all this pollution into the atmosphere by releasing it from these airplanes, you know, spraying chemtrails. It's also called geoengineering. And they documented, or they covered this new project called SCOPEX, S-C-O-P-E-X, which is funded by Bill Gates and a bunch of other nonprofits and wealthy globalists. And it's being run by two Harvard scientists. I think one of them, the last name is Keith, I believe. We're going to document more of that later. And the whole project is about polluting the skies to dim the sun and collapse the biosphere. Now, right away, you were probably realizing that, you know, gosh, 3 years ago, the establishment said that chemtrails were fake. No such thing. Remember that? They said geoengineering wasn't happening. There's no such thing as weather control. And they said everybody's a conspiracy theorist if they even believe that. I remember, I'm pretty sure Neil deGrasse Tyson was out there mocking people over chemtrails. And the same thing with Bill Nye, the dumb as a rock junk science guy, who doesn't know any real science, by the way. And I think Netflix even did a program trying to debunk chemtrails. And then now, today, CNBC is like, chemtrails are great. Geoengineering is awesome. And their message is, you should love this, because they're going to save the planet by polluting the skies. Now, some things that no one has pointed out about this that I'm going to mention here. No one has talked about this, this angle. Number one, this geogenocide agenda. Well, how to put this? They first started trying to kill everybody off using vaccines, but they met resistance because of all the information about vaccines that sites like ours have been able to put out. And they tried to censor us. They banned us from every platform. They called us fake news. They called us conspiracy theorists, even though, of course, now the mainstream media is actually touting the very things that we were warning about. But they tried to shut us down, and they failed. Our websites continue to attract new readers, whether it's naturalnews.com or vaccines.news, for example. And so there's a big, growing global vaccine resistance. Now, Bill Gates, through the World Health Organization and other depopulation globalists, had been secretly putting HCG into the vaccines to cause infertility. So the vaccines that were given to young women in Africa and even in India and some places in Central and South America, you know, basically they targeted third world countries, these vaccines were laced with infertility chemicals that also, in some cases, caused spontaneous abortions. But they got too much resistance with the vaccines. You see, to do vaccines, they need your consent. Listen, hear me on this point. This is crucial. To hit you with the vaccines, they need your consent. And they've tried to push the vaccine mandates in California, and they've had some success with SB 277 and that demon pharma, what is he, some evil, I don't know what to call him, Richard Pan from California. He's like a demon in human skin. He pushed SB 277, took a bunch of bribes from Big Pharma, totally corrupt, an absolute criminal against children. So I had some success, but there's a big pushback in California against vaccine mandates, as there should be, as you might expect. So, listen carefully, the globalists, they said to themselves that they needed a way to kill off billions of people without requiring their consent, because the vaccine agenda just isn't working as quickly as they want. So that's when they came up with Project SCOPEX. When they pollute the skies and block the sun and shut down photosynthesis and collapse the food webs all around the world, they don't need your consent. You understand? I'm sorry to be so forceful about this, but they don't need your consent anymore. and there's not going to be a vote on this. There's no vote needed because they can launch the planes from any country in the world. They don't even have to launch them from the United States. They can pay off some little third world dictator nation somewhere as long as they have a long enough runway, and they can launch the planes from there because it's global. They're polluting the stratosphere, and it all gets mixed in globally. So it doesn't matter where they launch from. And they're not going to ask for permission from the United States government or the United States voters. And they're not going to ask for your consent. You're just going to be looking up one day and say, hey, the sun is kind of orange and red, and it looks like there's a haze all across the planet. And guess what? The food crops are failing here. And the grocery stores soon after will be emptied. And you're going to have mass famine and starvation die off, you know, political chaos, economic collapse, everything. This is the plan. And then disease stemming from that. This is the plan. They don't need your consent. So you see how they escalated this? They went from a soft kill vector, which is vaccines where you consent and they try to trick you into thinking that everybody needs a vaccine. You know, oh, it's good. We're going to save your children. Everything is safe, you know, even though it's got aborted human fetal tissue in the vaccines. By the way, that's called WI38 or MRC-5. And you can go on the FDA website and the CDC website, and you can see it listed right in the vaccines. It's so incredible. I was just on the CDC website today, just looking at, you know, which vaccines have aborted human fetal tissue. And sure enough, it's in the ViraVax, it's in the hepatitis A vaccines, it's in the MMR variant vaccines. It's all in there. It's all listed by the CDC. But of course, if you say that, you get banned. And then the, you know, establishment media says there's no such thing as aborted human fetal tissue in vaccines, even though the CDC lists it as an ingredient in a PDF document on cdc.gov. I'll give you the link. It'll be on my website. I'm going to do a story on this. Or you can just search. Just go to duckduckgo.com and just type in site:cdc.gov followed by MRC-5 or WI-38, and it'll pull it up for you. You can search it yourself. So, but this was the vector. They were trying to get everybody to take these vaccine shots to cause infertility and depopulation, mass die-offs, mass autism, neurological disorders, the dumbing down of the population, spontaneous abortions, all that. And it didn't work. So they went to the hard kill vectors. Hard kill is that they're going to collapse the biosphere. They're going to kill the planet. They're going to kill the food supply. They're going to mimic a natural disaster, like that volcano, I think it was in the year 1815. That went off, and it caused what was called the year without a summer. And all the food crops failed all over the world, including the crops of Thomas Jefferson at Monticello. I think he went bankrupt because of the failure of the food crops that year in 1815. Look it up. It's in the historical record. That was because of a volcano that put all this pollution into the stratosphere. This is what Project Scopex is trying to do. It is a global scale genocide agenda. And that's why I call it geogenocide. Now, I've just launched a new website called oblivionagenda.com, which goes into all this and much, much more. That site just features videos and lecture series about the agenda to destroy humanity and to occupy Earth, or I should say prepare Earth for a post-human era. And that site gets into the existence of intelligent civilizations across our cosmos, the existence of faster-than-light travel technology, the existence of, you know, many intelligent species in our own galaxy, not to mention other galaxies. But if you don't want to talk about what's beyond this Earth, if you just want to focus on Earth, well, you can read the new site we'll be launching soon called geogenocide.com, which covers the terraforming, or you could call it terrorforming, or maybe you could call this geoterrorism. But it also covers this mass death agenda that's being rolled out for a variety of reasons. But look, the bottom line, whether you believe in exobiologicals, non-Earth civilizations, or you don't, they're trying to kill humanity. They're trying to kill off most human beings. It's out in the open. This is what they openly talk about, the depopulation agenda. They want to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. You know, the Harvard scientists and the Bill Gates people and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, they want to reduce carbon dioxide emissions to zero. And guess how you do that? You take the population to zero or near zero, very, very close to it. And that's their goal. This is not hidden, the agenda. It's out in the open now. all the very same things that they said we were crazy to talk about 5 years ago. Now they're just saying, this is awesome. Chemtrails are great, they say. Chemtrail the whole planet. Block the sun. Just cause the mass die-off of humanity through a food collapse and depopulation. They openly talk about this now. It's on CNBC. It's talked about by John Brennan on C-SPAN. It's openly talked about by Bill Gates and these other globalists. They're committed to murdering 6 billion humans, if not more. That's their agenda. Oh, and by the way, if they're not stopped, they will absolutely succeed. In fact, this video by CNBC talked about how inexpensive it would be to block the sun. They said it would only cost about $2.5 billion a year for the next 10 to 15 years, something like that. So we're talking like, you know, maybe, let's say 40 billion max, maybe 50 billion if it's over what they expected. $50 billion is nothing to these globalists. You know, Bill Gates could write a check for $50 billion, and maybe he will. So for just $50 billion, they could block the sun enough to shut down photosynthesis, to shut down the global food crops, to cause mass starvation and famine, and they only have to do it to last 1 year. And from that, they know that they would collapse human population, which would collapse carbon dioxide emissions, which is also what they say is their goal. They want to collapse carbon dioxide emissions. And so if there are fewer people on the planet, then obviously there are fewer combustion engines and so on. Fossil fuel use plummets and electricity use plummets and all these things plummet. And this is their goal. But their real goal is to get rid of the humans, the people. And that's how they could do it. So this means that the survivors of this, I mean, this is, look, let's be honest. This is a man-made natural disaster, Darwinian style, genetic cleansing type of event. I mean, this is eugenics on a global scale. They want to rid the world of third world people in Africa, in India, in Central and South America. And by the way, Nigeria is expected to have a massive population explosion over the next 50 years, and the globalists have decided they can't let that happen. And India is already, you know, India has had the largest population since the beginning of recorded history, or the second largest next to China. And India, I don't know if you've ever been to India, but the globalists see most people in India as useless eaters, low IQ people. And by the way, most of them are low IQ. You think that all people from India are super brilliant geniuses? No, it's just because those are the ones that get out of India and come to America and end up as doctors and scientists and so on. They're very, very smart, by the way. I'm not putting them down at all. They are smart. But the average person in India has a lower IQ than the average IQ of the world. That's just a straight statistic. And by the way, the smart people from India that you might encounter will tell you the same thing. I know because they've told me that. So the globalists want to get rid of the people of India, the what they consider to be the dumbed down, useless eaters. And this is how they figured out they're going to do it. They're going to pollute the skies and kill off 6 billion people. And that's why I call it geogenocide. So watch for the new website, geogenocide.com, which will cover news specifically on this topic. And it will publish videos there and articles as well. And in the meantime, keep reading newstarget.com. And post your videos at Brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech. Thank you for your support as we literally try to save humanity from the genocidal lunatics who control everything. They have decided to kill off humanity. They're going to commit mass genocide, billions of people, and we are trying to stop them. So there you go. And thanks for your support. Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com, but most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals, we test for bacteria, we test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition, healthrangerstore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, healthrangerstore.com is where you find it.